Last night, political Twitter was lit up like a Christmas tree with news that Representative Justin Amash, former Republican of Western Michigan, is launching an exploratory committee for the 2020 presidential nomination. If he runs, he will do so as a libertarian. His statement said, and I'm quoting here, "Americans are ready for practical approaches based in humility and trust of the people." There are many in the GOP who were one-time Amash supporters who've turned tail and run from him, or perhaps even come out viciously against his record. But Justin Amash has been nothing if not consistent in his libertarian perspective and approach to a smaller, less intrusive government. Let's listen to this segment from his floor speech during impeachment proceedings against President Trump.
I come to this floor not as a Democrat, not as a Republican, but as an American who cares deeply about the Constitution, the rule of law, and the rights of the people. Under our system of government, impeachment is not about policy disagreements or ineffective governance, nor is it about criminality based on statutes that did not exist at the time our Constitution was written. Impeachment is about maintaining the integrity of the office of the presidency and ensuring that executive power is directed toward proper ends in accordance with the law. President Donald J. Trump has abused and violated the public trust by using his high office to solicit the aid of a foreign power, not for the benefit of the United States of America, but instead for his personal and political gain. His actions reflect precisely the type of conduct the framers of the Constitution intended to remedy through the power of impeachment, and it is our duty to impeach him.
And now that Congressman, Justin Amash, is considering running for president to replace Trump. With us now with more on the story is Michigan Radio's Dustin Dwyer joining us from Grand Rapids. Hey, Dustin.
Hey, April. How's it going?
Good. So for those who may be outside of the 3rd Congressional District, can you recap who is Justin Amash?
Well, he's the congressional representative for this area, for Grand Rapids, for the district that includes both Grand Rapids and Battle Creek. He was first elected as a Republican in 2010. He was one of the youngest members of Congress when he ran for that race. He's an Arab American. His father was a refugee from Palestine. His mother is Syrian. And he has always had a bit of an independent streak. He has identified previously ideologically as a libertarian, but he's never been a member of the Libertarian Party up until last night when he announced that he was joining the Libertarian Party and looking at a run for president.
He broke with the Republican Party last year. Why was his split with the GOP such a big deal?
Because of when it happened. I mean, Justin Amash has always bucked his party, going back to the days when he was a state representative and working in Lansing. But what happened last year was he went against Donald Trump right around the time that the Mueller report came out. He was at the time the only Republican who read the Mueller report and said that he believed there was impeachable conduct in the findings of the Mueller report. He called for hearings. He called for an impeachment hearing. Of course, that impeachment hearing didn't happen over the Mueller report, but then later there was an impeachment hearing. And that's about when he split. It was July 4th when Justin Amash announced that he was leaving the Republican Party.
The man can surely choose a date, I suppose. He can say nothing else.
He
about
said at
him.
The time. He came on stateside last year to talk about that, and he said the symbolism of that date to declare his independence on Independence Day was meaningful to him.
So the exploratory committee that he's going to take on now to see if he should run for president, did that come as a surprise to those who know him and his career?
I think in some ways it did. There had been speculation, if you go online, a lot of people who support libertarians had been kind of hoping for Justin Amash to get in the race for a long time. People who know Justin had kind of wondered, at least those who talked to me had kind of wondered what his plans were. In February, he announced he was pausing his congressional reelection campaign to look into this. So, of course, people had some heads up that there might be something coming, but the timing of it was a surprise to people I knew.
What are some theories about what this candidacy might do if Justin Amash decides, yeah, I'm going to enter the race?
Oh my gosh, there's so many theories, April. I mean, it seems that half people believe he might take votes away from Joe Biden. Half the people believe he might take votes away from Donald Trump. No one right now is really sure, and there hasn't been a ton of polling on this. There was recently Morning Consult did a poll that suggested he might only get 1% of the vote if he entered the race. And some of that would come from Biden. Some of it would come from Trump. Of course, we have to consider that he's from Michigan, and Michigan had a really tight presidential race in 2016. The difference between Donald Trump and Hillary Clinton that year was only 10,000 votes. So a big question is, what does it do to Michigan's electoral votes? Will it tilt at least this one state in the race if he gets in?
Dustin, I've got one for you. Justin Amash's seat is up for re-election this year. Let's say he decides to run for president. Can he still run trying to retain his seat in Congress at the same time?
So technically, according to state law, I believe he can. He said in an interview that was posted this morning with Reason magazine that he doesn't intend to run for the seat. And of course, that seat, his campaign had been on pause since February, although some people had continued to donate to Justin Amash through March. And again, even his congressional race could be a very close race. There's a Democrat in the race, Hillary Scolton, who's running. It seems that Peter Meyer is one of the leading candidates for the Republican nomination. And it could be a close race. And even if Justin Amash isn't actively campaigning, but his name remains on the ballot, or even people just choose to write him in, it could have an impact on the 3rd Congressional District as well.
Michigan Radio's Dustin Dwyer. Dustin, thanks very much.
Thank you.